This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. There was some bullish news in the latest cattle on feed report. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
The recent cattle on feed report brought some good news for the cattle industry. After several years of contraction, there may be some indicators that the U.S. cattle herd is rebounding. Barrett Nelson, an economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation, said the March cattle on feed report told an interesting story.
USDA estimates that there were a little bit over 11.5 million head of cattle in the U.S. in feedlots on March 1st. Now, this number is down about 2% from last year. Placements, that's where the real story starts to unfold here. Placements came in at 1.55 million head, down a whopping 18% from last year. And so that starts to ask the question, could this be a sign of some herd expansion?
The livestock markets responded accordingly to the release of this report.
Overall, this was a pretty bullish report. Futures markets rallied early on with several contracts hitting new highs before they kind of fell off. There's still a lot of fundamental uncertainty in the market surrounding where the economy is headed. When you add this in with the prospect of tariffs, export uncertainty, that's more demand uncertainty. This has led to a pretty high level of volatility in futures.
Nelson added that we're heading into the peak demand period for beef with the summer grilling season on its way, and prices at the grocery store may be impacted.
So when we see placements of cattle on feed dropping now, that means we're going to have fewer cattle available later for marketing in the summer. And this has the potential to tighten beef supplies even further as we kind of go into grilling season. And this means that consumer demand is going to be the key puzzle piece dictating where prices go.
For more information, visit fb.org. For this story and more, head on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our e-newsletter. That way you can get our five daily ag news stories delivered to you every day. For the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.